When Jesus appeared to Thomas as the resurrected Jesus, he invited Thomas to place his fingers in the marks on his hands and in his side. And the sense I got from the Lord was that those marks did not diminish his resurrected life, did not diminish the new life that was in him. And so for us, we might already see, or we may see in the future, scars from wounds, from hurts, but that does not diminish the restoration or the new life that the Lord has for us. And the real word for the Lord is to not fear those scars, to not fear those permanent marks, maybe permanent changes that we see in our personal lives, in our community life. That does not diminish the restoration and the new life of the Lord.
The sentence I got was from Psalm 52, verses 8 and 9. Thank you. Instead of put I, put we. But we are like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. We trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, we will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people. And we will hope in your name, for your name is good. The sense I got was, if we want to be those like those olive trees, we really just need to share God's hope, and he will get us through.
I've recently, in the past couple of weeks, been drawn to Revelation 22, which says, then he showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And earlier in the worship time, I really had a vision of that tree and of that river, and it was really tangible. And the sense that the Lord was showing me is that healing and that life is here now, available for us.